Thank you and good afternoon. Today is the fifth day of the statewide California Highway Patrol bone marrow drive, and Humboldt County CHP is currently continuing their drive in Eureka, which began at 11 o'clock this morning. The Highway Patrol is holding the statewide drive for Officer Keith Metter of the Santa Ana area after he was diagnosed with a form of bone marrow cancer. Metter was given his diagnosis while undergoing a screening process to donate his marrow to a young girl. The drive in Eureka is being held at the Northern California Community Blood Bank and will end at 7 p.m. The Stand Up for Keith Team Metter Marrow Drive, Saturday, the 19th. The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee will meet on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Board of Supervisor chambers. The committee will discuss the creation of a special district for HUPA ambulance service, an issue that was a part of the distribution of funding for Measure Z revenue last year. The committee will also open discussion on funding priorities and discuss the funding interests for more than 50 agencies across the county, including additional information regarding those requests, the distribution of letters of support, and any specific questions committee members would like answered. The meeting is scheduled to run until 4 o'clock, and for more information, you can contact the county administrator's office. Caltrans engineers, contractors, and environmental experts are assessing Highway 3 north of Rush Creek Road near Weaverville after a 100-yard section of the road collapsed due to a landslide on Monday night. The Trinity County Board of Supervisors has declared a state of emergency, and the only known alternate route is a 200-mile drive. This morning, the County Department of Transportation, along with Shasta County road crews, began clearing the east side of Trinity Mountain Road for a faster alternate route, and it's expected to be open by the end of the week. Motorists who plan to travel in that direction are advised to avoid the area. The Fortuna Police Department and the County DUI Task Force will conduct a maximum enforcement period during St. Patrick's Day on Thursday. Law enforcement will focus on removing impaired drivers off of roadways, and for those who want to enjoy the holiday are advised to plan ahead and make arrangements for a designated driver to get home safely. Pedestrians who have had too much to drink can also be a danger, and residents are encouraged to use caution and common sense during St. Patrick's Day. Businesses across Eureka are susceptible to robberies after hours, and Eureka police usually contact business owners or managers during the off hours if they find evidence of a break-in. Eureka police want to expedite that notification process for quicker communication, and EPD is requesting that business owners complete and submit a merchant contact form. If you want to fill out the form, you can find it on the city website, and for additional information, you can contact the Eureka Police Department. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for 40-year-old Denise McClure and 49-year-old Robert Sears, who committed armed robbery at a Lolita residence on Monday night. McClure and Sears entered the residence and began to pistol whip and beat the male victim after a shot had been fired in his direction, and they went on to steal electronic devices before fleeing the scene. The victim sustained minor injuries. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news on the salmon fishing season.
Congressmen from Northern California districts, including North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman, along with Mike Thompson, have issued a statement to a decision from the Pacific Fisheries Management Council that will affect commercial and recreational salmon fishing season. The council has recommended three options, all of which include cutting the number of fishing days by a minimum of 20 days. Congressman Huffman said that he is asking federal lawmakers to support responsible drought legislation that allows for more water in local rivers. Thompson said more water is needed in the Bay Delta estuary, and the decision by the Fisheries Council makes painfully clear the importance of sound water management that doesn't prioritize water needs south of the Delta at the expense of the $1.4 billion Northern California fishing industry.
Thank you, Dan. St. Bernard's Athletics continues their tremendous run after the high school's boys and girls basketball teams finished their season, securing the NorCal Division VI championship on Tuesday. The number one-seeded Lady Crusaders defeated third-seeded Loyalton High School 68-51, capturing their second straight NorCal Division VI championship. And on the men's side, the seventh-seeded Crusaders pulled off an upset victory over the fourth seed, Stockton Christian High School, by a score of 60-56. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.